Game time live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 11:35 on a Thursday. We're here every day, 11 to 2. Appreciate you tuning in. There was some news yesterday that wasn't too surprising. Nana Kenton, shooting guard for Nebraska, officially announced that he is transferring from Nebraska. He was obviously suspended at the end of last year, conduct detrimental to team or violation of team rules, whatever those, however it was framed. So it kind of felt like this was going to be a foregone conclusion in some ways. So with a Kenton out and Thomas Allen out, you know, you're just starting to get to where it's getting a little thin. You know, I mean, you look at it, Nebraska has 5 scholarships to give for next year. And it could be 6 scholarships to give if Isaiah Roby doesn't come back, which, by the way, I'm starting to get the vibe based on a few conversations I've had that he's actually leaning towards not coming back. But who knows? Who knows? But the point is, 5, maybe 6 scholarships to give next year is a lot. It's a lot. And my unsolicited advice to Fred Hoiberg on this situation would be, don't just take a guy because you have a scholarship to give. Don't just take a guy to take a guy. Like, and the hard part is, it's going to be really hard for them to find 5 or 6 guys they love. They might find 3 or 4 they really like, really love, but you can find 5 or 6 you love. In my experience, whenever those massive classes like that, a 5-man class, there's always like one guy in the class, maybe even 2, that you're just like, you took just to kind of take. And I don't know if that would be a great move to make. I mean, my thought is, if you go into next year with 1 or 2 unused scholarships, that's okay. That's okay. You know, you can carry 13 scholarships. If you go next year and you only have 12 on scholarship or 11 on scholarship, that's okay. Because your first 2 recruiting classes are huge. Not only in terms of making sure you're getting talent there, but getting the right people in your locker room. Making sure they fit the profile, fit the culture, fit the mindset. You got to make sure you're taking the right players. I'd just be real selective with who I take right now if I'm Fred Hoiberg in Nebraska. Now, beggars can't be choosers. I mean, ultimately, you got to field a basketball team here, you know? I mean, you can't have like, we're going to go ahead and just have 6 guys. Yeah, I mean, you need a roster. But I'd be selective because you know what? I know everybody, it's weird, because this happened with Frost. You're all excited about the coach, and you believe in the coach, and you're like, all right, here we go, finally going to get it done at a high level. But the reality of the situation is, and no one wants to say this out loud, next year for Fred Hoiberg, there's no pressure to win. It was like last year with Frost. There was no pressure to win. That's why it started 0-6, and it was like, whatever. Goes 4-8, and people are like, yeah, it's a GBR. It's all good. I hesitate to call it a mulligan year, but you guys know what I'm saying. It's not like Hoiberg is inheriting last year's roster with a bunch of experienced, talented dudes, you know? This is going to be a brand new team with a roster that is basically going to get flipped. And I guess for me, I just think Hoiberg should be super selective with who he takes. If a guy isn't a great fit and you don't love him, it's okay to wait. It's okay to wait. It's okay to go in the next year with only 11 or 12 on scholarship. Those spots are super important. I wouldn't just take a guy to take a guy. Well, we need a guy. We got a scholarship. We got to take a guy. Yeah. Because sometimes you take the the wrong guy and it messes up chemistry or it's not what. So we'll see how this all ends up shaking out. But with another guy walking out the door in Nana Kenton, like I've told you, a month ago, you should screenshot this roster and then compare it to what the roster looks like come November 1st. It's going to be dramatically different. I mean, think about all the guys that are walking out the door. Thomas Allen, Nana Kenton, Glenn Watson, James Palmer, Isaac Copeland, potentially Isaiah Roby. It's going to be a lot different. So I told you this roster was going to probably get flipped, and it's already happening in some ways. So it's just going to be a very, very interesting month or so of recruiting for Fred Hoiberg. Very, very interesting. You know what else is very interesting? Tomorrow's Sharp and Binning. Must listen radio tomorrow. It's Sharp and Binning's Husker State of the Union Roundtable all morning, Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., featuring Gary Damon and Huskers insiders, writers like Jared Lambrick, Clester Johnson, Verz. You're getting a bunch of different people. Schaaf will be in there, a bunch of different Husker experts, all right? The spring game is over. Now let the real work begin. Get your Husker lowdown Friday, tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., on your Husker headquarters, 1620 The Zone. All right, still to come, Kevin Kugler, Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson. Got three big-time guests coming up to backload the show. Game time.